Hello, Family First. How can I help you?
Hello, this is Maurice.
Oh, hi, Maurice. Thanks for calling me back. I was just reaching out to you in regards to getting you onto the waiver program.
Okay.
You still interested, correct?
Yes.
Okay, so what I would like to do now is just try and get you scheduled with the broker. Were you able to call them yet? I know we spoke a while back in the end of February, and I think you were going to call into them to get scheduled.
I believe I did speak with a broker, and they asked me to submit some information, and I think they was going to schedule an appointment, but I don't think I have heard anything back about that appointment.
Okay, so what needs to happen is we need to call into the broker, and they need to give us the appointment like that. What I don't mind doing is calling in with you now, and you just request an assessment, and they're going to just schedule you right here, right now.
Okay.
Is that something you want to do?
So I should call them now?
Well, yeah, I can just get you. I'll call in with you now, okay? I'll get you through to them. Alrighty?
Yes.
All right, hold tight.
To a customer service representative.
Thank you for contacting Pennsylvania Independent Enrollment Broker. My name is Tamara. Are you calling for yourself or someone else, or to check the status of the existing case?
Myself.
Hello?
Yes.
Understood. Are you contacting to check the status of the starter application for yourself?
So this was to schedule an appointment with the broker?
Understood. I must obtain information from you where I can assist. Tell you no, we don't speak to anyone in regards to your application without your written or verbal consent, unless listed as an authorized rep. To go forth, can I have your first name?
Maurice.
Last name for you?
Gadsden.
Can you spell that?
G-A-D-S-O-N.
Thank you. Date of birth for you, Mr. Gadsden?
10/29/1991.
Thank you. One moment. All right, Mr. Gadsden, I was able to locate a case file for you. Can you verify your full address?
1904 West Cuyahoga, Philadelphia, PA 19140.
Thank you so much for verifying the address. They confirm you as a consumer while I'm able to go forth. Thank you. All right, you have a case file. One moment. Last updated, you had an application was back in the year 2024. You're looking to start an application for in-home services, correct? Well, we can schedule the assessment. So basically, you're starting the application for yourself, if that makes sense to say.
Yes.
All right, thank you. One moment. I'm just entering information to start this application, and then I'm going to make sure we have all the information listed for you, still current, if that makes sense to say, and then we can go forth and we'll schedule your assessment. One moment.
Okay.
Now, going forward, before I go forth and obtaining information or updating information, did you have any questions or concerns in regards to in-home services since it's been a while since you previously applied?
No. I mean, is there any changes? I'm sorry. Is there any changes or?
That's for you to let me know. So what I'm asking, if you had any questions, you know what I mean? How long does this take? What's my next steps? Who make eligibility? If you had any of these type of questions, because it's been a while since you previously applied.
Gotcha. Yeah, I don't have any questions.
All right. I take that as no. Going forward, telephone number I have is 267-522-4049. That's a good number for you still or no?
Correct.
All right. Is this a cell phone number or home landline?
Cell phone.
Did you want this cell phone number to be set up to receive SMS text messaging?
Sure.
All right, I'll set this number up to receive the SMS text messages. We don't share this information with any other person and or entity. You wish to stop to receive these text messages, you can reply stop and you'll opt out of receiving the text messages. Do you agree with the terms and conditions?
Yes.
Thank you. You will receive a welcome text. It'll say something as simple as welcome to PAIED application status notification. Okay?
Okay.
Thank you. We do offer the same assistance for email alerts. It's optional. It's the same information you receive via SMS text. Did you want to provide an email address for email alerts?
You said it's the same information?
Yes, it'd be the same information you receive SMS text.
No, so I just go with the self.
No problem. It's okay. And it's just a courtesy that we offer, so no worries. Okay? Thank you. Still here. One moment.
Okay.
All right. We don't... Apologies. Excuse me. We don't have a doctor listed for you. Would you happen to have your primary care doctor's first and last name at this time?
Yes. Adam Conger.
What's the doctor's first name?
A-D-I-N.
Okay. What's the doctor's last name?
Benson, B-E-N. S-O-N.
Thank you. I was able to locate Dr. Adam Benson. I have this doctor located at 800 Washington Avenue with a zip code of 19147. Is that where you see Dr. Benson?
Correct.
Okay, thank you. Your doctor has been added on to your case file. You do want to follow up with your doctor in regards to that you're applying for in-home service. Services again, when they can expect the form for completion. When your initial intake assessment has been completed, we will send a physician certificate out to your primary care doctor, okay?
Okay.
Going forward, we'll set this up with your enrollment case manager will come out to you to the address you confirmed, 1904 West Tioga Street, apartment F as in Frank, number 1, Philadelphia, PA, 19140. If we have to contact you, we're going to contact 267-522-4049. That number is also set up to receive SMS text messages. Did you need or want interpreter services, meaning if you speak another language outside of English, we'll have interpreter services set up for you.
Okay.
Did you want a translator? That's either yes or no.
No.
Did you need a translator for translation services?
No, thank you.
Understood. Next available time and date I do have. Now, we do our best to try to schedule within the next 7 business days. I have available enrollment case manager that can come out to you on Friday of next week, which is March 13th of 2026. I have available appointment of 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. Would you like this time and date, 12 p.m. to 2?
Yes.
All right, if you want to grab something to write with, I would like to provide you your enrollment case manager's first and last name so you'll be aware of who's coming out to you. Let me know when you're ready.
I'm ready.
Her first name is Nandi, and that's N-A-N-D-I, Nandi.
Okay.
Her last name is Carl Locke, and that's K as in King, O-L-L-O-C-K.
Okay.
You do need to be present. You need to have your proof of medical insurance information available, whatever that may be, and your photo ID. Ms. Nandi may not arrive exactly at 12 o'clock on the dot. She will arrive in the 12 o'clock hour. Your assessment can take up to an hour, hour and a half. You have any questions, concerns, you need to cancel or reschedule. For whatever reason, you can contact this number, the number you contacted to get to me, Any available agent that answers will be able to assist. Did you need to call, send a number, sir?
Call who?
The call center, the number to get to me, the number how I to contact us.
Yes, I need the number.
All right, that's 877-550-4227.
Okay, and that's Friday the 13th, 12 p.m.
Correct.
To 2 p.m.
12 p.m. to 2 p.m. Okay, so that's when the enrollment catch match will be out to you. Take note, in the event if you determine to no-show or you cancel the appointment, we do reserve the right to close your application. We will not speak to anyone in regards to your application without your written or verbal consent, unless they're listed as an authorized rep able to speak on your behalf. Any questions or concerns for me in regards to anything I've stated, anything in regards to your scheduled appointment?
Yes, who do I have any authorized reps to speak on my behalf?
One moment. No, you do not, sir.
And how do I get that?
Did you want to add someone as an authorized rep?
Yes.
All right, and is this a family member?
Yes.
All right, and that person's first name?
First name is Marquise.
Last name for Mr. Marquise?
Johnson.
And can I have an address for Mr. Marquise Johnson?
Address will be, I got to get his address. Yeah, I don't know his address. Yeah, can I just call back and give you that
okay.
information? I'm sorry.
Sure,
I
you're
need
welcome
to, get
to
the
do
address.
So.
I need to get the address first.
Yeah, you got to get his address and telephone number.
Okay, address and telephone number. Okay.
All right. Anything else I make it do for you in regards to this today?
That'll be all.
All right. If no further assistance is needed, it's a pleasure to speak to you. So, again, we got you all set up for next week, Friday, March 13th of 2026, 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. If you do got a moment, can I have to participate in the customer satisfaction survey?
No, thank you.
Understood. Thank you so much for contacting Pennsylvania Independent Enrollment Broker. You enjoy the rest of your day and take care, okay? Bye-bye. Yeah.